Good morning, everyone. Happy December. Thank you so much for joining me. First of all, I am pleased to report that I did not discontinue podcast. At the beginning of October, long story, but they switched things around and I just did it incorrectly. So I'll take 50% of the blame for that. But then I figured out how to fix the podcast not being published on Spotify. So they're just titled the days that I did them. So it's all of October, all of November, and we'll resume today, as you can hear. My name is Patty. The shop is Herbs to Your Health. Our phone number is 724-836-7440. There's no charge for a phone call. Heard somebody didn't call because they thought I was going to charge them for a question. There is a person in the area who charges people for questions. I am not that person. So as somebody called and asked me if I was that person, and I said no, and they said, oh, wrong person. Well, no, I think I'm the right person. Our website is www.herbstoyourhealth.net, and I did not give you the phone number, 724-836-7440, or if I did, now you've heard it twice. Did you know that fainting after a flu shot is a thing? I always thought I was the only person. So my story: in the early 80s, I went to the very popular allergist, children's doctor, but he said he would do all the allergy testing on me. So at the end, he deemed that I was allergic to everything but dogs. And he said, I'm going to give you an allergy shot and a flu shot. And the allergy shot, I did okay. The flu shot, I just fainted right on the spot. So he revived me and he said, well, I don't think you're a candidate for allergy shots or flu shots. And I said, okay, thank you for your time. Good to know. Never had a flu shot since. And I've been hearing that a lot of people are fainting in the grocery store or where the drugstore, wherever they get their flu shots. After they get the flu shot. We should avoid those vaccines. It's kind of a bad idea. There is little evidence that they actually work to any significant degree. And in like 13, 15 years ago, an analysis of studies suggesting that people who had received a seasonal influenza shot the year before actually had an increased risk of being infected. So the problem is that they don't know which strain of flu to make the shot effective against. So there are very many strains of flu. And it's always mutating. That's what viruses do. Everyone who gets a flu shot is at risk for negative side effects. I would say children, do not get children flu shots. That's just plain ridiculous. They have an immune system. If they have teeth, they can chew up chewable vitamin C. And they can take liquid seasonal allergy, what used to be called ALJ. The Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine reported that children who got the flu shot had no difference in the incidence of flu than those who did not get it. The American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine reports that there has been no difference in deaths from the flu and pneumonia among the elderly, even though there has been a huge increase in vaccinations among the elderly. So here's some widely unreported reasons you should avoid this. They say it's a, you know, just go walk in the drugstore, walk in the grocery store, get your flu shot. It's not that simple. They're making something very complicated simple so people fall for it. Thimerosal is a mercury-based preservative. It used to be used in flu shots. I haven't researched it lately. I just tell people avoid it, and I avoid it myself. But thimerosal is a neurotoxin. It's a horrible ingredient. Despite the assurances of health authorities that this mercury-based preservative is perfectly safe, there has never been any proven safe amount of this toxic substance for humans. Narcolepsy, so falling asleep at odd times, is another reported nasty effect of a flu shot. This became popular, I guess, 3 years ago, that people who got the vaccines and tend to shed the virus. 80% of people who get flu shots and other kind of shots shed the virus after being vaccinated. Whether they get sick or not, they're contagious to others during this time. Isn't that something? So if a different strain of flu goes around, the shot is completely ineffective. They used to, back when I used to watch the local news, they used to say, get the flu shot because they think that this is going to be the most prevalent type of virus. They don't even say that anymore. They have people so bamboozled, don't they? But people who listen to this podcast are not bamboozled. Flu shots, of course, and any kind of vaccines can promote stronger varieties of flu in the future. And other studies show that people who got a flu vaccine for 3 to 5 years in a row were at a 10 times greater risk for developing Alzheimer's. The flu shot is all about money, not health, as we know. You definitely, if you're pregnant, you don't want to get a flu shot. And I caught a snippet of a commercial advertising that you get this vaccine when you're pregnant to prevent your unborn child from getting RSV when the child is born. That doesn't even make sense. Flu shots, did you know the flu shots contain antibiotics? Why would that be a thing? Flu is caused by a virus, not bacteria. So bottom line is, ignorance is not bliss. Don't take your health for granted and always make an informed decision, informed consent. I don't know that too many people do that. The last person I heard was 3 years ago for the COVID vaccine. She's a couple years older than me. And she said she was trained as a nurse. Now she's into natural healing. And she said to me that she read the entire insert. And when she took it out, it was, and unfolded it, it was almost as tall as she was, but she read the whole thing. So that's informed consent. And I said, well, how could you even get part of the way through that and still want to get the vaccine? Well, it was because of extenuating circumstances of someone she lives with who's immunocompromised, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, your body, your choice. That is really the bottom line. So, you know, the blitz about the shots strangely omits any mention of the power of the human immune system. I guess they want people to believe that, you know, your body is a, I don't know, it's a crapshoot or something. But we have intelligent cells in our bodies. The immune system is made up of very intelligent cells. So maybe some of the intelligence cells aren't in people's brains, but I digress. The issue kind of comes back to the great debate between two famous men of science, Louis Pasteur and Antoine Bechamp. The essential debate was, is it the germs that Pasteur said that causes disease, or is it the poor terrain that the other guy said, Bechamp, that allows the germ to gain a foothold and spread unabated? Does exposure to a germ mean you're destined to catch the disease or become infected? Does the germ have all the power to control your fate? Or is the person who is exposed a receptive host? Is their immune system a fine-tuned machine or weak and insufficient? Is the level of resistance to the exposure high or low? And by the way, on his deathbed or something before that, maybe, Louis Pasteur finally said, it's not the germ, it's the terrain. Scientists have determined that there are approximately 30 trillion cells in the average-sized human body, 40 trillion bacteria on and in the human body, and 380 trillion viruses on and in the human body. So, from sheer numbers, it would appear that viruses are by far the greatest number of organisms in and on our bodies, no matter what we do to avoid or eliminate them. They are a part of our constitution. There are thousands of species of bacteria and viruses that compete for space and control of our issues, made up of beneficial viruses and bacteria, opportunistic and harmful viruses and bacteria, and they're significantly influenced by your lifestyle, what you eat, what you drink, what you think, what you believe, how much stress you have, how much fear you have, who you hang out with, what you watch on TV. And those lifestyle factors affect how our genes are expressed. We call all these healthy organisms symbiotic because we both benefit so from each other. We couldn't survive without them, as a matter of fact. Our environments and lifestyle determine whether we assist our symbiotic organisms to give them the upper hand and help to provide us with resistance to disease, or we sabotage their efforts and promote the growth of destructive organisms and the demise of our health. So, the beneficial viruses, called phages for short, they're also bacteriophages, and they help control rogue and harmful bacterial and viral populations. But if you don't take care of your body, you are at risk, let's just say. And think about the garbage. Did the flies who create the garbage, or do the flies attract, does the garbage attract the flies? So that's kind of like our bodies. The terrain refers to the body and the immune system, representing our resistance to disease. We're exposed to millions of microorganisms every day. And P.S., it doesn't matter what the specific strain of anything is. When they name the virus, that's just the result of a lot of money being spent on figuring out what this particular virus is. I'm sure they feel, I don't know if they feel this way or not, but if it were me, I'd feel completely overwhelmed. Like, you want me to spend all my time to name a virus when there are 380 trillion of them? Okay. I mean, if somebody were going to pay me to do it, I still wouldn't do it. Anyway, there are approximately 200 species of respiratory viruses, influenza viruses, rhinoviruses, coronaviruses, adenoviruses, para-influenza viruses, respiratory syncytial virus, that's that RSV, and more. We have always lived and interacted with these viruses and thousands more. So, you know, why all the, I guess nobody's panicked over COVID anymore, but I know people who still are. Throughout history, infectious diseases have ravaged the same groups, with mortality levels being much higher in densely populated areas, the elderly, the sickly, the areas with poor sanitation, tainted water supplies, under or malnourished. Nowadays, it's the wealthy society, the United States. I don't want to say everybody's wealthy, but compared to people who don't have pure drinking water, yeah, we are. It's a it's like King Henry VIII, who had gout, and it was the rich person's disease. Well, we all have access to drive-throughs, and you know, 3/4 of the grocery store, if not more, being bad, and a pharmacy right in the grocery store. So when you eat all that bad food, then you go to the pharmacy to get your drugs. I am not judging, I am just observing. So how can we help ourselves? First of all, lots of vitamin C. You know, when back in the 70s, we were taught, well, by the guy who wrote the books. Okay, his name is escaping me right now. Take lots of vitamin C. It's not a myth or a superstition. It has been clinically proven to both prevent and treat the common cold. A combination of vitamin C and zinc has been shown to be effective. So immune system dysfunction may decline with age, but if you take adequate amounts of supplements, you should be good to go. Along with that, you know, you have to keep your stress level at bay, which sometimes is not so easy to do. But then, let's say after the fact, after the stress event, you can go home and take a lot of supplements and decompress yourself. Okay, echinacea is really great for respiratory tract infections. Licorice has a deep and ancient tradition of use as an herbal medicine by numerous cultures around the world. So we used to have a formula called FV, flu virus, and it had licorice, ginger, golden seal, and capsicum. So if you take those four things every day, you will ward off viruses. VSC creates an unfriendly environment for viruses. Garlic, it is one of the top five food medicines that could possibly save your life. It has several hundred therapeutic properties. Some of those beneficial actions include inhibiting pathogens such as para-influenza, strep, and pneumonia. Seasonal allergy is really good to take. We used to call it ALJ, it's now called seasonal allergy. That has this time-worn success story that I think about all the time. A woman who used to come to the shop on radio show days when I had a radio show back before I started doing podcasts, and it's coming up on 3 years. Next month it'll be 3 years of podcasts. Anyway, her mother was 99 years old and was hospitalized with pneumonia. She brought her ALJ and Silver Shield, and the 99-year-old mother got better and went home. So Silver Shield, immune stimulator, vitamin D3, ashwagandha, probiotic 11. Ashwagandha helps with stress and the immune system, and it's an adaptogen. Lymphomax, Trigger Immune, Seasonal Defense, Marshmallow and Fenugreek. I can't think of any other ones right off the top of my head. We have part of our immune system is known as the natural killer cells, NK cells. They're a type of lymphocyte or white blood cell that's part of the lymphatic system, but it's also part of the immune system. You know, everything's connected. So the natural killer cells are a type of white blood cell that patrol the bloodstream looking for foreign invaders, abnormal cells, and cancer cells. Everyone has abnormal cells in their bodies. We just don't want them to take over. So if all the other cells in your body are good ones, you know, that you have nurtured and taken care of, and you know, at this time of the year, it's hard to find time to take care of yourself. It's about everybody else. But I highly encourage everyone to put themselves number one. Then you can take way better care of everyone else. So if you take care of yourself, you have natural killer cells that are healthy, strong, and plentiful. And they're microscopic exterminators that have the ability to control both local tumor growth and metastasis. Natural killer cells block the growth and spread of cancer through their ability to cause cellular cytotoxicity and death in cancer cells. So how do we keep those natural killer cells working properly and being healthy, strong, and plentiful? We keep our guts healthy. You know, 85%. So I've heard 65 to 90. So I'm kind of 70 to 85%. Let's say if your immune system is housed in the lining of your intestinal tract, including a fair amount of natural killer cells, maintaining a balanced amount of gut flora in your intestines is essential for proper immune system functioning. We want to reduce our overall toxic load. As you've heard me say in the past, if you put the good stuff in, the bad stuff goes away. We kind of got to go organic. We have to remove the, you know, the toxins in our bodies, and you can't see them. Well, actually, you kind of can see them if you read labels. Those household cleaning products. I remember when I had a cleaning lady when I couldn't clean, when my back, I couldn't sit, stand, walk, or lie down because of my back. Herniated discs, for which I never had surgery, by the way. And also, by the way, my body has recreated them in my back. Anyway, I couldn't clean my house. I would be walking up the sidewalk and I would smell the cleaning products. If you don't think that causes a red flag to go up, like, oh my gosh, why? Despite repeated attempts of having the cleaning lady not use the chemicals. So as soon as I was able to, I don't use chemicals. I use Miracle Soap. Miracle Soap we sell at the shop. It's kind of hard to find, but we still have some at the shop. Raise your melatonin levels through quality sleep and supplementation. Eat a plant-based organic diet, lots of fruits and vegetables. Add some spice like curcumin. Raise your beta-carotene count. Eat more garlic and mushrooms. Okay, you eat what you like, but make sure it's as organic as possible. And something I take toward the first part of the program in the morning is immune stimulator. It used to be called Nature's Immune Stimulator. Okay, it's just immune stimulator now. It acts as a non-specific modulator of the immune system. So when people say, I have lupus because my immune system is attacking the rest of my body, so it's overactive. Well, it just needs to be modulated. Supplements could certainly help in that condition, but any type of autoimmune disease, in my opinion, began in the gut. There was a book in the 70s. Oh, the guy's name is Linus Pauling, by the way. Okay, and there was another book. Oh, he wrote, I forget what the name of the book was now. Okay, anyway, there was another book called Death Begins in the Colon. So, that's all those intestines in there that we want to keep them nice and healthy and active. We don't have to tell them to be active. That's their intelligence. That's how our bodies were created. Immune stimulator, anyway, has beta-glucan, arabinogalactan, colostrum, cordyceps, reishi and maitake mushrooms. What a great formula. And it says right on the bottle, in times of immune system stress, take 6 to 10 a day. I just heard this from a medical doctor, that allopathic medical doctor, that he will never get a colonoscopy. So how can we avoid colonoscopies? Well, just like I heard one lady say, I decided not to call the doctor back. There's an idea. Why do you feel like you, I don't know. It's like we have to do it. People say, I have to do it. Why? So if you kind of try to pull that apart, it's like people say, I have to watch the news. Why? I have to know what's going on. Why? If you spend that time putting love and light, golden white light around the earth. So if you imagine a picture of the earth from space, and then imagine golden white light all around the earth, all the people of the earth, all the 8+, probably up to 8.5 billion people by now, hit 8 billion last November. And all the animals of the earth, including the wild animals, and I like to include the plants too, because plants are people too. So if you do that every morning, you don't have to hear the bad stuff. That really is like an assault on the body, on the immune system, on the psyche. Well, it is for me anyway. So you do that. It's kind of like keeping your body, taking all of your supplements, so that it doesn't matter what pathogen you come into contact with. And PS, when you drink Silver Shield, it's like giving your body a second immune system, or third, or whatever, fourth maybe. It seeks out over 650 disease-causing microorganisms and eliminates them. It's completely non-toxic. What could be better? Okay, bowel detox is a formula for cleansing and toning the digestive tract. Starts out with hydrochloric acid, which betaine hydrochloric acid. It's very similar to the hydrochloric acid the stomach naturally produces. It's essential for digesting proteins and the absorption of minerals like calcium and zinc. Hydrochloric acid also destroys harmful microbes and parasites to prevent infections. And over the age of 30 and some 20 somethings who are stressed, all of our stomachs produce less hydrochloric acid, which can lead to a host of gastrointestinal symptoms, like heartburn, indigestion, gas, acid reflux. There's pepsin in there. It's an enzyme secreted by the stomach, which works with hydrochloric acid to break down proteins. Poorly digested proteins create a toxic environment in the body. And let's just imagine that you don't take any supplements and you eat a lot of meat. Steaks are the hardest. Meat is very, very difficult for the body to digest. like, what did I hear about a steak? Something like 7 hours to digest it. Eat easy to digest foods, plants, happy, you know, nature's harvest, very easy to digest. Bile salts are stored in the gallbladder, and when needed are sent to the liver for release into the intestines. Bile is an essential thing we need to digest and absorb fats, lipids, fat-soluble vitamins. Pancreatin is a mix of enzymes produced and released by the pancreas. It's composed of amylase, lipase, and protease, which breaks down fats, proteins, and carbohydrates. Psyllium hulls are one of the best sources of soluble fiber in the plant kingdom. Algin is a brown seaweed. It has the ability to bind tightly to toxic metals and other bad stuff, cancer-causing things. Cascara sagrada has been used for removing waste materials from the colon. Ginger, we know ginger, we love it. Apple pectin is another soluble fiber. Parthenium is a close relative of echinacea, and it helps the liver. It's also known as wild quinine and has some immune-enhancing properties as well. Activated charcoal, you can even take extra activated charcoal. Anyway, it's a nearly pure carbon. It has a surface that latches onto gas and toxins and is very effective against food poisoning, diarrhea, gas, bloating. It absorbs toxins from the digestive tract. There's marshmallow root. It coats the mucosal lining of the gastrointestinal tract and the respiratory tract to protect it from irritants. Sodium copper chlorophyllin is a natural form of chlorophyll that is used to clean and deodorize the intestinal tract. It provides nutrients that help rebuild bowel tissue and even eliminate excess mucus and toxins that cause inflammation, and it has strong antibacterial activities. And the final ingredient in this fabulous product is bentonite clay. It's a colon cleanse. It attracts bacteria and toxins. It, like charcoal, it also has a large surface area, adsorbing many times its size and weight. So these two properties allow it to hold tightly to harmful bacteria and toxins for safe elimination. That's a great product. You can take it every day. I came across an article that said, the headline was, "One serving of greens daily slows brain aging by over a decade." I mean, gee. Let's just say if one serving does that, what would two or three servings do? And I will end with, because I know I'm over my time, it's a self-imposed 30-minute time limit. Nobody's timing me. I just want you all to remember that there is a never-ending stream of well-being. There is no condition that we can't modify into something more, any more than there is any painting that you paint and you don't like it, so you just paint over it again. There are many limiting thoughts in the human environment that make it feel like it's not so, because people say they have incurable illnesses. And when I hear people say, "my cancer," why would you claim that? Or unchangeable conditions. They are only unchangeable because we believe they are. So do not limit your beliefs. Thank you very much for listening. And please tell anybody else you know that the missing podcasts have been found. Have a wonderful rest of your day, first Saturday in December. Bye.